ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזרת השם שיעור יהיה לעילוי נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי, דשיא לוי, רוח השם תנחינו בגן עדן, אמן. ולרנינג, בעזרת השם יתברך, פרשת נוח, וסיירת את הבגינה בדה פרשה, הפסוק סייז, אלה תולדות נוח. נוח איש צדיק, תמים היה בדורותיו, את האלוהים מתלך נוח. רשי, and all המפרשים, and הגמרא, they're bothered, what does mean tzaddik haya bedorotav? Ish tzaddik was righteous man, was tamim. What's tamim? He was perfect in his ways. Bedorotav, in his generations. What does mean bedorotav? Rashi says, yesh merabotenu dorshim oto leshebach. Kot sheken, sheilu haya bedor tzaddikim, haya tzaddik yoter. Veyesh dorshim oto legnai. Lefi doro haya tzaddik. Veyilu haya bedoro shel Abraham, lo haya nachshav leklum. There are two extreme opinions about Noah, why the Torah wrote in his generation Bedorotav. Some of the Farshim, they want to say that only according to the people in his time, he was considered tzaddik, because who was in his time? All of them, they were Rishayim. Any person, he has a little bit mitzvot, he is considered tzaddik. Like the Gemara, Masechet Baba Masih says, Estira v'legina kish kish kariya. That whenever the person is living among people that they don't know a lot, the little Torah that he knows, it makes a lot of noise. That's what it is. That's some farshim they want to explain. But Rashi said, "Yesh merabotenu dorshim oto leshebach." Some of our hakayim, they are dorshim Noach leshebach, even though everyone else there was rasha, and he was kishashana benachachim. He was standing standing out from all the rest. Kol sheken, if he was at the time that all of them they were tzaddikim, he would have been much bigger tzaddik. That's what Rashi brings, two different opinions. Basically, it's from the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. I saw something interesting that Pardes Yosef, he point out here. He says, if you pay attention, Rashi was medagdek in every word that he writes. He says, yesh merabotenu dorshin oto leshebach. When Rashi wants to give us the pirush that we are explaining Noach leshebach, Rashi says, yesh merabotenu dorshin oto leshebach. He says, some of our hakamim dorshim oto leshebach. However, when it comes to those that are dorshim legnai, Rashi skipped the word rabotenu. Ve'yesh dorshim oto legnai. It doesn't write ve'yesh merabotenu dorshim oto legnai. Why? The Pardes Yosef wants to say that always the person should go for the positive one. Don't look for the negative, what others they are missing. Always focus, look at the good. Therefore, someone's looking for something good, yesh merabotenu. That's what Ruach HaChaim Nochayim Enu. However, the guy who's always focusing on the blemishes, always focusing on the hasronot of the other, then HaChaim, they don't like him. It's not called Rabotenu. That's what it's a cute idea. It brings down the Pardes Yosef. But again, all this HaChaim, they were medayek. Why? Because that says in the Pasuk Bedorotav, in his generation, he was Tzaddik. Therefore, there are two different opinions in the Gemara how to explain it. Really, This is not the first time that Hakim the Dorshim like this. You see, at the end of last week's parasha, Pasuk said, "Kini hamti ki asitim, veNoach matzachin be'enei Adonai." Kadosh Baruch Hu kibyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he regret that he created man on earth. However, Noach matzachin be'enei Hashem. So there is the Midrash Rabbah brings down at the end of parashat Bereshit. He said, "Af al Noach nechtam gzardin." Also the Gemara, also Masech Sanhedrin, even on Noah, there was Gezerah, that he was supposed to be perished with all the people of his generation. And the Midrash says, don't think that Noah, that he stayed alive because of his righteousness. No, because he matzachin b'nei Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he found favor in him, therefore he left him. What's the favor, what he did Noah? And we'll see Be'ezrat Hashem soon what good deed that Noah did. But you see right away that there are from Hakanim that they are Dorshin Oto Lignai. That even him, he wasn't saved because of his tzedkut. He was saved because of Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to leave human on earth. He wants to leave all the creation to stay on earth. Therefore, he told Noah to build the Teba and stay in it. But really, it wasn't because of his righteousness. That's what the Midrash Rabbi tells us. You see, later on, when Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told Noah to come to the Teba, he told him, "Umukol ahay mukol basar, shenayim mukol tabi el ha-teba li ha-hayot etach, zachar unkibayi hiyo." מכל החי, מכל בשר, from anything that is living on earth, creatures, behemoth, חיות, anything that's living, it has to come to the tiba, two from each. Why do we need two from each? להחיות זרע על פני כל האדמה. So we need to leave everything intact, therefore you have to bring them to the tiba. We have a Gemara, the beginning of מסכת עבודה זרה, the Gemara tells us here in the דפבב עמוד א', what does it mean להחיות איתך? They should live with you. What does it mean להחיות איתך with you? The Gemara says here, בדומין לך. The same way you, Noah, you're complete. The Pasuk said, Noah, איש צדיק תמים היה, he was complete. He didn't have any blemish. Also, all the behemoth that you bring into the Tiba, they also have to have, they have to be complete without any blemishes. Just like you. להחיות איתך, just like you. Same way you are tamim, you are complete without blemishes. Also, the behemoth should be the same. The Gemara asks, how do you know that Noah himself, he wasn't terifa? The Gemara said, "Vedima Noah gufe terifa hava." Maybe he himself, Noah, he had blemish. And the Pasuk said, you have to bring to the Tiba the behemoth that they have blemishes just like you. So how do you know that the Gemara is proving from Noah that he was tamim, he was complete. Therefore, you have to bring behemoth also without any blemish. But how do you know Noah himself? The Gemara said, Noah, what kind of question are you asking? Tamim ketibbe. It says tamim, complete, obviously, without any blemish. The Gemara said, no. Dilma tamim bedrachav haya. Maybe when the Torah wrote about Noah tamim, didn't mean that he was complete without any blemish. Probably he was missing a limb. Probably he was missing a finger. He probably had a blemish. But what does mean tamim? Tamim ba'avodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Anav ushfal ruach. Yeah, he was humble. That's what the Torah referred to tamim. When I said, no, cannot tell me the word tamim, it means he was anav, because it's tzaddik, no, he's tzaddik, tamim. It says also tzaddik, tzaddik etibbe. The Gemara also doesn't like that pirush. The Gemara said, dilma tamim bedrachav, v'tzaddik b'ma'asav hava. Maybe he was tamim in his ways, that he was anav, and tzaddik, what does it mean? He was righteous in his actions. That means he didn't steal like all the other people at his time. He was righteous man. But doesn't mean that Noah himself, he didn't have any blemish. Maybe he did have blemish. So what kind of proof you bring me that the behemoth should be just like you? Maybe Noah himself he had blemish. The Gemara says, "Lo sakala atach de Noah gufei terifah havai." So don't ever think that Noah he had any blemish. Why? "Dei sakala atach de Noah terifah havai." Amar li rahmana kivatach ayil shilamin lat ayil. Doesn't make sense. The Gemara said, if you're going to tell me that Noah himself, he was missing a limb, he wasn't shalem, he wasn't complete, and his body part, he wasn't complete, then what did the Torah say? He has to bring to the Tiba behemoth just like you. That means the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants Dafka behemoth that have blemishes in the Tiba. It doesn't make sense. Don't ever bring that idea to your head. That's what the Gemara brings down over here. That because it says, "Ish tzaddik tamim haya bedorotav," you see from here that all the behemoth he brought to the Tiba, they were all without any blemishes, just like Noah himself. And we see, after Noah, he came out of the Tiba, the Pasuk says, "Vayiben Noah mizbeach ladonai, vayikach mekol behemat tehora, mekol ha'ofa tahor, vayal olot b'mizbeach." Means Noah, he brought korbanot. What does it mean? Vayiben Noah mizbeach l'Hashem. What does Vayiben? Vayiben, he built Noah mizbeach and he brought korbanot from the behemoth, the kosher behemoth. Rashi tells us from here, you see that Noah, he learned Torah. Mekol behemat tehora tkach lecha shebaa shebaa. How does he know what's tehora, what's temea? Ela from here you see that Noah, he was learning Torah also. Whatever it is, the Midrash is focusing on the word Vayiben Noah mizbeach l'Hashem. What does Vayiben mean? Simple understanding, he built. The Midrash says, doesn't say Vayibne. It says Vayiben. Vayiben sounds like from the word Bina, Sechel, Hitbonen. Hitbonen Noah, Mai Vayiben, Nitbonen. Amar Penema Tzuvani HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Virba Batehorim Yoter Min HaTemeim, En La Le Akrib Mehem Korban. Miyad Vikach Mekol Behema Tehora, Mekol Afat Ahor, Vyal Olot Memzbeah. Is Noah, also Rashi brings it down here also in short. Noah, he said, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to bring from the behemoth teherot, I have to bring seven from each kind, and from behemoth temeot, two from each. why I have to bring more from the Tehorot? Obviously, because Hashem wanted me to bring Korbanot. Therefore, right away, Noach beikach min habehema tehora v'na'af ha'tahor, and he brought it as a Korban. That's what the Midrash Rabbah tells us. I was reading here in the Pasuk before, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Noach to bring the behemot tehorot to the tebal, the Pasuk said, "Mekol behema tehora tekach licha sheb'a sheb'a ish ve'eshto, u'min behema asher lo tehora hi shenayim ish ve'eshto." You have to bring from the kosher ones, you have to bring seven from each. I saw here the Kli Yakar, he brings down, said, "Pirash Rashi, dekach tzivah lehabi min ha-tehorim sheb'a kedei lekrib mehem korban." Just like the idea we just read in the Midrash. The Kli Yakar, he said, "Ein ta'am ze lebad maspik." It's not sufficient, that reason, because Hashem told Noah to bring seven from the kosher behemoth, that means Hashem wanted him to bring Korban. Why? Maybe not. "Ein ta'am ze lebad maspik, she'arei lo kol ha-tehorim re'uyim le-hakraba." Said, not all the kosher animals you could bring Korban. Said, the Pasuk said, beginning of Parashat Vayikra, "Adam ki yakrib makan Korban Hashem min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, o min ha-tzon." That's it, from the type of behemoth that are domestic. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he did not put pressure on people. "You have to bring me Ayal, Utsbi, Ve'ahmur, all those Hayot Asadeh, that from where are you going to catch them? You have to go hunt for them, and you cannot make blemish to bring it as a Korban." Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to put pressure on us. So he said, you take from the behemoth, from the domestic behemoth that you have in the backyard, you take it to bring Korban. So you see, not all kosher animals, you could bring them as a Korban. So what kind of reason Rashi says here on the Midrash, not only Rashi, that Noah understood, Vayiben Noah, he understood, because Hashem told me to bring seven behemoth from each of the behemoth tehorot, that means he wanted to bring Korban. Not all the behemoth tehorot are kosher for Korban. Ve'lo kol of tahor ra'u li'akraba. Ve'ech dekdek mezeh shelamad Noah Torah. What kind of Torah did Noah learn from here? Is that type of Torah Noah learned? "Ela akara ta'am hu lefi shehem tehorim al ken ochlim mehem harbe. Lefi chach hem tzrichim leharbot velefrot beyoter ba'abur shomrei ha-Torah." He said, he comes with a different idea. He said that the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu told Noah to bring more from the kosher behemot, why? Because kosher behemot, people, they have to eat them. Since that people, they have to eat them, therefore you need more. To be a temeot, only to save that type, that kind of creature, that type of animal, to save it in the world. Therefore, he brought only two. But from the behemot teherot, since that people they have to eat it, you need seven. Umash neymar, and what it says in the pasuk that we just read, "Veikach mekol behemot teora umekol ha'af tahor ve'yal olot b'mizbeach." Sounds like you took from all the kosher behemot and brought korban. Not all the kosher behemoth you could bring korban. So mashma'a sheyakrib mekol min tahor, afilu miyotam sheinam ruim leakraba al pi ha-Torah. So it's a teshubah ledabar. Lefi shenoach lo yada adayin sheyatir lo kadosh baruch hu achilat ha-ba'ali hayim, ve'amar belbo, v'day lekach tzuvah li lechnis sheba'a sheba'a mekol minim hallalu, kedei lekrib mekolam korbanot. Aval hakadosh baruch hu yada shesofo liyatir lo kol ba'ali hayim ha-tehorim, akin tzuvah lekachat sheba'a sheba'a lefi shesarich mehin harbe. So he said, Noach, he didn't know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow him to eat behemot. Why? Because you see in Parashat Bereshit, right in the beginning, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told Adam HaRishon that he does not have permission to eat behemot. The Pasuk says over there, "Ve'yomer Elohim, hene natati lachem," he was talking to Adam and Chava, "et kol aseb zorei azera asher al penei chol haaretz, ve'et kol aseb asher bo peri aes zorei azera, lachem yehye le'okhla ul'chol hayat haaretz." The Gemara learns from here, Rashi brings it down here also, said, "Lachem yehye le'okhla," whatever grows on the ground, that's going to be the food, "Lachem yehye le'okhla," that you could eat it, and also behemat haaretz could eat the same, whatever grows on the ground. And the Gemara said, "Lachem yeh le'okhla u'l'chol hayat ha'aris." And does not mean that hayat ha'aris is itself lachem le'okhla. You're not allowed to kill behema and eat it. So Noah didn't know. That was the halakha by Adam HaRishon. He does not have permission to kill behemoth and eat them. So Noah, he thought, why would the Kadosh Baruch Hu ask me to bring seven from the kosher behemoth to eat them? He cannot eat it. No one could. Adam HaRishon wasn't allowed to kill behema and eat it. Ella, it must have been to bring Korban. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he knows that eventually he's going to be matir all behemot tehorot. Therefore, he told Noah he should bring 7. Why? Because you need them for food. You need to eat them. And why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave permission to Noah if Adam HaRishon wasn't allowed to eat behemot, wasn't allowed to kill behemot and eat them? Why Noah he was allowed? Was he more righteous than Adam HaRishon? Ella, we have many mfarshim. Rashi tells us over there also. And here we have on the spot, we have Orachim HaKadosh. He says, Omro tukah lecha shib'a shib'a. He should take for you. What does it mean tukah lecha? The Pasuk could have said, tukah shib'a shib'a. He should take 7 from each. I mean, to kahlecha for you, hayahad shu yitrah lakahat teshlum ashib'a. So the first thing that he has the burdens on him to gather all 7 from the kosher behemot. Ve'amar ha'ta'am ki'im l'sorchi atzmo, ve'yu umro l'cha l'sorchicha. It's for you. You can do with them whatever you want. U'bazeh lo ikshe mehitir l'nawah liyakrib korban mehbehemot b'li reshut ha'adon. Ki'el etzava Hashem l'kiyum amin. ואולי כי תעמו להיות שהעולם צריך להם ביותר, יסב השם להשאיר מהם שבעה ולא לקורבן. So who gave permission to Noah to bring from those behemot קורבנות? Maybe Hashem, as Kli Yakar said, Hashem told Noah have to bring 7 from each of the kosher behemot. Why? Because eventually it's going to be mutar to be eaten. Therefore you need more from them. But does mean you have to bring קורבנות? Who gave you permission to give קורבנות from them? אלא, במה שרשם השם ואמרת קח לך, you should take for you, הראהו כי הם צורכי עצמו, ולזה עשה בהם כחפשו, והקריב להשם קורבן מהם, והצליח בקורבנו, ונרצה לו. ואם ירצה גם לאכול מהם, ישחט ויאכל, כי הותר לו הבשר מטעם אשר הבאיר בעזרת השם. He said, since that the Torah emphasizes it, קח לך, you should take for you, you can do with them whatever you want. And what's the reason? Well, he explains later on, he said, because Noah he took care of all the behemot in the Teba, for one full year, 12 months, and that Tibai was taking care of the behemoth. So Kibiachol, they became his own. He could do with them whatever he wants. Therefore, he has permission to eat them. That's what here what Orachim HaKadosh tells us. But still, we need to understand a little bit more. What kind of proof is this? That because Hashem commanded him to bring 7 from the behemoth to Herod, that means Hashem wanted him to bring Korban. Who said? Maybe like the Kli Yakar was asking. Maybe you have to bring 7. Why? Because you have to eat them, not because you have to bring Korban. How come Noah, if Rashi said Noah was learning Torah, how come he came up to that conclusion that it must have been Hashem told me you have to bring Korbanot? That's what basically Midrash Arba is saying. And the answer that Kli Yakar told us, that's what Noah thought. Noah thought it's going to be for the Korbanot. Hashem told him, no, it's for you, not for the Korbanot, because you need to eat, them. Eventually it's going to be mutar to be eaten. Therefore you need more. But that's not what the Midrash is saying. The Midrash is saying that Noah, he understood that the reason why Hashem told him to keep 7, because he didn't bring him as a Korban. What's the proof? And not only this, we have furthermore, we have in Perkei de Rabbi Elazar, he tells us here in Perek Gav Gimel, he brings down here in the middle, he said, Ve'ad shelo baham mabul, hayu hatemeim merubin al hatehorim. Before the flood came, the types of the non-kosher animals was much more than the kinds of kosher animals. ורסה הקדוש ברוך הוא להרבות את הטהורים ולמעט הטמאים. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he wanted to switch it. He wants the world to have more kosher animals than non-kosher animals. Therefore, קרא לנוח ואמר לו, הבא לך אל הטיבה מכל בהמה טהורה שבעה שבעה. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noah, he had to bring to the Teba 7 from the kosher behemoth. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to make the kosher types of animal to be the majority more from the non-kosher animals. So you see that if that's the reason, who gave permission to Noah to bring korbanot? How do you come up to that conclusion? I must bring korbanot from them. Who gave him permission for this? That's also we have to understand by Ezra Shemit Barach. And we start with a simple question that it's obvious since that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to keep every type of behemoth, every type of haya, every type of animal to leave it in the world. The obvious question is, how are all these behemoth, all these creatures, all these hayot, they're going to fit in the teva? How are they going to fit? Even though the teva says, Shelosh meot amma orech ha-teva, Hamishi amma rohba u-shloshi amma kumata, I said, Shelosh meot amma. Okay, big deal. What all the behemoth are going to fit over there? How are they going to fit over there? All these behemoth. We have the Ibn Ezra. He tells Asir, he says, "Tzohar ta'aseh l'teba, ve'lamma techallena mal-ma'la, ufetah teba b'sadah ta'asim, tahtiyim sheniyim ushlishim ta'aseh." Says here the Ibn Ezra, "Ve'yada'nu ki ha'teba gedula me'od." Said, we know that the teba of Noah was huge. "Gam yitachen lihiyot komat Noah gedula mekomatenu." And for sure he said, how tall was Noah? It wasn't like us, 5 feet, 6 feet. It wasn't like this. It was much taller. Like the Gemara brings down about Adam HaRishon, he was Mustafa Olam Ba'at Sofo. And after he ate from Eitz HaDa'at, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made him shorter. He made him only 100 amot. 100 amot, that's approximately 150 feet. That's a lot. So that was Adam HaRishon. And Noah, he said, it must have been that he was much taller than us. גם יתכן להיות קומת נוח גדולה מקומתנו, כי האמה היא כמדתו. And when the Torah says, 300 אמה אורך הטבע, what kind of, not our אמה, 300 אמה of נוח זמות. That means the טבע, it was much bigger than what we think. We think it was 300 אמות, like our באמת איש, like our אמה. But he said, no, it could be, כי האמה היא כמדתו, כמדת נוח. The אמה of נוח, since that נוח was taller, obviously his אמה, is also longer. Therefore, 300 amah doesn't mean 300 amah, it means much more. That's what he says here, the Ibn Ezra. But nevertheless, I saw that the Ramban, he doesn't like the Pirush of the Ibn Ezra, and he writes later on, the Ramban, he said, "Mukol ha'chay, mukol basar, shenayim l'teba, shenayim mukol tabi l'teba l'ahayot otach." He says, the Ramban, "Yadua ki ahayot rabot me'od." A lot of kinds of behemoth you have. ומהן גדולות מאוד, כפילים, ראמים, וזולתם. He said, you have huge animals. You have elephants, you have the oxes, you have all kinds of behemoth. Where are they going to fit in the behemoth? והרמס הרומס על הארץ רב מאוד. Plenty. גם מעוף השמיים מינים רבים, עד אין מספר. כמו שאמרו רבותינו במסכת חולין, 120 מיני עופות טמאים יש במזרח, וכולם מן אייהם. As ayats, one type of the behemoth, טמאות, that the Pasuk brings down, and there are 120 different types of that ayah. But there is no limit. Vil'afot tehorim, even more. The Hachayim, they tell us that why by the behemoth, the Torah tells us which behemoth are kosher to eat, and all the rest are not kosher. But when it comes to the birds, the Torah said which birds you're not allowed to eat, and all the rest are mutar. Why l'chaura switch it, because the Gemara says the behemoth, you have a lot of behemoth that you cannot eat. Therefore, the Torah was trying to tell us in shorter way, this and this and this you could eat. Ayal, usbi, yahmur, yakob, yishov, tov, zamer, these are the behemoth that you could eat. All the rest asur. We don't want to list all the behemoth that you cannot eat. But on the other hand, for the birds, you have a lot of birds that they are kosher. Therefore, the Torah lists the birds that are not kosher, those you cannot eat, and all the rest you could eat. So you see that Afot Tehorot, there's no limit. So if that's the case, V'hnei Sarech Le'abim Kulam She'yolidu Kemotam. He needs, from every kind, he has to bring to the Teba. V'chashir Te'esof Le'kulam Ma'achal, Asher Ye'achel Le'shana Te'ima, Lo Tachil Otam At-Teba Hazot Ve'lo Aser Ke'yotzeba. So this Teba, there's no way it's going to fit all these behemoth. And even if it was 10 times bigger, it also doesn't help. Abal Hunes, Hazik Mu'atat Amirubay. He said that's out of the question. It's very simple. It was a miracle over there. Normally, he said there's no way the Teba is going to fit all the behemoth. It was a miracle. If it was, anyways, it's a miracle, why he has to make it such a huge Teba, 300 amot? Make it small, anyways, it's a miracle. ראה השם יתברך לעשותה גדולה, כדי שיראו אותה בני דורו, ויתמהו בה, ויספרו עליה, וידברו בעניין המבול, וכינוס הבהמה והחיה והעוף לתוכה, אולי יעשו תשובה. That's what Rashi also told us. He said, the reason why הקדוש ברוך הוא commanded Noah to build this teba for a period of 120 years, for such a long time he built the teba, and it was a huge teba, 300 amah. It was a huge, according to us, it was a huge. But still, it was a miracle. So Rabban said, make it smaller. Anyways, it's a miracle. Why do you have to to work so hard in Netiba. I said the purpose is people should see him bidding Netiba. They're going to ask him questions. Maybe they're going to do teshuba. ועוד עשו אותה גדולה למעט בנס. זה ככל, ככן הדרך בכל הנסים שבתורה או בנביאים לעשות מה שביד האדם לעשות. וישר יהיה בידי שמיים. So you have to minimize the miracle. I understand it's a miracle. Don't make it teeny. You're going to make it teeny. I understand it's a miracle. Everything is going to fit inside. But you have to minimize the miracle. Therefore, you make it huge. People that think that the behemoth are going inside, they have room for them. But really, it was a miracle. But you have to minimize every miracle that Hakim, the Nabi'im, and that they do. They try to minimize the miracle. ואל תתפתה לומר כי היו 300 אמות באמות איש שהיה נוח והיה גדול. So don't be fooled with the pirush of the Ibn Ezra that he told you that it was 300 amot of the amma of Noah. So don't be fooled by that answer. שאם כן, היו גם האנשים גדולים. גם החיות והעופות בדורות ההם היו גדולים. עד שלקח העולם במבול. ועוד כי האמות, אמות התורה הנה. He says that Pirush of the Ibn Ezra doesn't make sense. Why? Because if he's telling us it was 300 amot by the amot of Noah, because Noah was much taller than us, so if that's the case, then all the behemoth also, they were also bigger. All the afot, they were also bigger. Until the Mabul came, and then they tried to diminish and become smaller and smaller. But if, according to the Ibn Ezra, the people they were taller, the behemoth were also bigger. So he didn't help with this pirush. Therefore, we must come back to our pirush. That what? It was a miracle. Why he made it 300 amot? The amot, regular amot, amot Torah hina, regular amot. But why he make it that big for 300 amot? If it was anyways, it was a miracle. The more that he could minimize the miracle, that's better. That's what the Ramban here tells us. Because we know that as the Ramban, he just told us here, Rashi also tells us in the beginning, in the end of Parashat Bereshit, that lo yadon ruhi ba'adam le'olam b'shagam u'basar, v'hayu yamav 120 shana. So people, they read the Pasuk, they understand that v'hayu yamav from now and on, people, they're going to live 120 years. But that's not true, he continued later on. All Noah and all his sons and his generation, they lived 700 years, 800 years, 500 years. They lived much more than 120. And Rashi tells us also the Targum over there, also on the spot. V'hayu yamav 120 shana, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving them kibyachol extension, giving them a warning for 120 years. If you're going to do Teshuvah, then we're not going to bring them a boon. If they're not going to do Teshuvah, then they're going to bring them a boon. That's therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noah to build the Tibah for such a long time, 120 years. Maybe they're going to see and do Teshuvah, because that's the whole purpose of building the Tibah that big, so people should see it, and maybe they're going to do Teshuvah. I saw something interesting that brought down here in the Midrash Rabbah. It brings down here in Parashah Gav Gimel, Siman Zayin. The Midrash, he quotes the Pasuk in Sefer Amos. It says over there, "Hakore lemei hayam b'yishpechem al penei ha'aretz Adonai Shemo." Kadosh Baruch Hu kibyachol, he called up to the water of the ocean and he spilled them on the land. Hashem Shemo. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu decided. So the Midrash says here, it says, "Bet pe'amim ketib hakore lemei hayam." So if you look up in Sefer Amos, you see two times, you have in Perek He and you have in Perek Tet, it says the same pasuk, same exact pasuk, it's written twice. That means two times HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he called up the ocean to cover up the land, and he made like sort of a tsunami. That was brought down here in the Midrash. Bet pe'amim she'ala hayam ve'yatzif et ha'olam. Ve'adheichan ala barishona ve'adheichan ala bashniya. Where did the ocean come up the first time? He said two times. Where the first time came, where the second time came. So he says here, there are a few pirushim here in the Midrash. He says here, he said, Rabbi'aha, Beshem Rabbi'hanina, he says, Barishona, Ad Kape, Barbaria, Ubashniya, Ad Akko, Ad Yafo, Ada Udhti, Ba Omar, Ad Potabo, Velotosif. He says, what? He said, the first time the ocean spread, he went, Kibyakol, he came to cover, Beishpechem Alpeneha Ares, he called up the Mehiyam to cover up the land, it came to Barbaria. Where is that Barbaria? Where is Akko? Where is Yafo? We know Akko and Yafo in Israel. So he says here, the interesting, the Hadushay HaRadal, he says here, זהו הים שבמערה בארץ ישראל, הנקרא בתורה הים הגדול, ובלשוננו הים התיכון. So that's a Mediterranean Sea. Mediterranean Sea, where is it connected to the ocean? All the way in the Spain. וכל מקומות שהוזכרו כאן על הים הזה. So all the places that there are few opinions here in the Midrashim, few Hakamim, each one said the first time the water came to that land, then spread to more inside. So all the names that are written here in the Midrash, all of them we have them on the map in our times. והנה ראיתי שכתבו חכמי הטבע דבר נפלא, שמקום שים זה מתאחד עם ים אוקיינוס, שהוא במסר גיברלטר, that he writes over here, ששם קפה ברבריה, שכמדומה שהן אוקראין היום בשם עמודי אורקולוס, נקר חריפותה דמיה, שהמים הולכים מאוקיינוס לתוך ים זה, משך כמה מילים. So he says here, that's where the ocean was spread. He called up Kadosh Baruch Hu to the water of the ocean, and came to the Gibraltar, the place over there, and what's connecting it in Spain, and over there in that area, and then it came. That's the first time it reached over there that area, and then the second time it came to the Ad Akko and Ad Yafo to Israel. That means all the Mediterranean Sea, it wasn't by Sheshet Yemei Bereshit. All that ocean that we have, the Mediterranean Sea, all that sea, it wasn't at the time of creation. It happened after. And when did it happen? These two times. The first time he called up until Spain, and the second time it came to Eretz Yisrael. All the ocean, all the sea, Mediterranean Sea, it happened after 6 days of creation. That's what it brings down over here. And why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this? He continues here, ולכן, ולדעתי, הוא כמו שכתוב בילקוט במגילת אסתר, זכר עשה לנפלאותיו למבול. ולכן הניח הקדוש ברוך הוא זכר זה לעולם, שיבינו באי עולם שים זה נעשה מה שעלה אוקיינוס והציף שלישו של עולם. So he said that הקדוש ברוך הוא left it like this, why he called up the water of the ocean to come, to cover up the land, that means all the Mediterranean Sea, there was land. הקדוש ברוך הוא he covered it up with the אוקיינוס. It was a tsunami. All the ocean came and spread over there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu left it like this to show the people the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have also the Midrash Rabbah, also in later on, the Midrash Rabbah in Parashat Beshalach, says over there also in Parashat Kaf Gimal, Siman Dalet, Ma ra'u Yisrael amar bi Yehuda ben Pazzi, Ma ra'u Yisrael omar shira be'az, says, Az yashir Moshe ubn Yisrael. Why they started with the word Az? Ela amru mtihla haya haya mazay yabasha. ועמדו דורו של אנוש והכעיסו לפניו באז, שנאמר, אז הוא חל לקרוא בשם השם, ועשהו קדוש ברוך הוא ים, הוא פרע מהם, שנאמר, קורא למי הים וישפכם על פני הארץ. So he said, since that, why did the קדוש ברוך הוא bring, where did Am Israel they sang שירת הים? But the Mediterranean Sea, over there. Therefore, Am Israel and Moshe Rabbeinu, they started the שירה with the word אז. Why Dafka with the word as? Because they said this place, all the Mediterranean Sea, it was land. It wasn't sea. At the time of creation, it wasn't sea. It was land. And since that door, Azuhal, door Enosh, Azuhal Kro B'Shem Hashem, they started doing Abudah Zarah at the time of Enosh, and by them it says Azuhal Kro B'Shem Hashem. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at them, and he called up to the water of the ocean to cover that land. And he made the Mediterranean Sea. And therefore, he said, Fitz ve'achshav ve'yam hazeh hazar v'ne'esal lanu yabasha. Shneimar ubn Yisrael alakhu be'yabasha betokh yam. Lefichach nekalesenu be'az. Shehafach lanu yam zeh le'yabasha. Heve omer, az yashir Moshe ubn Yisrael. So you see also clearly from the Midrash that the Mediterranean Sea, it was land. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the door of Enosh, when they started doing Abu Dazra, Hashem showed them his power, and he spread it out until the Ad Yafo ve'Ad Akko. Then the old Mediterranean Sea, that's where Am Israel, they sang Shirat Hayam. He said, it was land. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made it see because Dor Enosh said as we hal kro b'shem Hashem, and now that he switched it back to land for us that we crossed the Yam Suf, therefore it fits that we should praise him with the word as. Therefore it started as Yashir Moshe. And with this we come to another interesting idea that he brings down Meshech Chokhma. He says in Parashat Vezdot HaBerakha on the Pasuk, Ve'et kol Eretz Yehuda Ad Hayam HaAharon. What Hayam HaAharon means? Hayam HaAharon, he said that's referring to Mediterranean Sea. Why the Mediterranean Sea called Hayam HaAharon? He says, you know why? Dechshehata Dor Enosh Hayatzaf HaOkeanos Ve'haya Olech Ad Kepe Barbaria ובדור הפלגה צף עד יפו ועד עכו. ואם כן, ראהו השם יתברך שיותר לא יוסיף עוד לצאת מקומו. וזהו ים האחרון. That's the last ocean, the last sea that was created. בזמן שיהיה האחרון. ומטעם זה, אומר ביהודה במסכת ברכות דף נונדנת, דהרואה הים הגדול מברך שעשה הים הגדול. משום שאינו מעשה בראשית, שנעשה כשחתו הדורות. So said, therefore, we have interesting halakha. If a person brought down the Shulchan Aruch, Resh Kaf Chet, he brings down over there, said when a person he sees the ocean, there's bracha. Which bracha do you say? Osem Ase Bereshit. Baruch Hashem Elokim Melech Haolam, Osem Ase Bereshit. When you see the ocean, you see that bracha. And you see the ocean that wasn't diverted through people, the ocean, the main ocean, when you see it, there's bracha on it. But when a person sees the Mediterranean Sea, he doesn't say Osem Ase Bereshit. He says, Baruch she'asat hayam ha'gadol, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why you say she'asat hayam ha'gadol? Why not osem ma'aseh bereshit? Because he said simply, according to that midrash, it wasn't ma'aseh bereshit. It happened after, at the time of Dor Enosh, as wahal kro b'shem Hashem, therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry at them. But now, so far we saw that one time the midrash here in Parashat B'Shalach, he tells us, That's a one time the ocean spread to the land. It was at the time of Dor Enosh. When was the second time? Said Bet Pamim says two times says a korele mehiyam. When was the second time? So I saw in Midrash Rabbah that Midrash brought down a few other places. It says here in the Midrash Rabbah in the beginning Parashat Bereshit Parashah Siman Vav. אמר בלעזר, מתחילת בריאתו של העולם, גזר הקדוש ברוך הוא ואמר, יקבו המים אל מקום אחד. So why does it say, קורא למי הים, בית פעמים? Why it says two times? It said, אחת בדור המבול ואחת בדור הפלגה. I'm sorry. אחת בדור המבול ואחת בדור אנוש. One of them, בדור המבול, at the time of the flood, הקדוש ברוך הוא called up the ocean to come, to cover up the land, ואחת בדור אנוש. We don't know, like what we just read in the other midrash, as wahal kro b'shem Hashem, b'shpil ve'elohim asa she'yir yom lefanav. And the midrash brings down here the mashal also for it. I saw here the Pirush Maharzu said what the midrash said over here, that two times the Kadosh Baruch Hu called up to the water of the ocean to cover up the land. One of them is Bedur Enosh, like we read, and the second time Bedur Mabul, at the time of the flood of Noah. He said, this doesn't make sense. Pirush Maharzu says here, doesn't make sense. לא יתכן גרסה זו, שהרי דור המבול לא נדונו על ידי ים, כמפורש בתורה, וצריך לגרוס בדור האנוש ובדור הפלגה. He said, the גרסה that says here in the Midrash doesn't make sense. Why? Because the flood of Noah, how did it happen? מעיינות תהום רבה נפתחו, the water was coming from underneath, that the Gemara, Masech HaSanhedrin explained. The water was coming from underneath. It was raining heavy rain. That's what made the flood. But it's not, it wasn't tsunami that the ocean spread to cover up the land. Here the Midrash said, Ahat, that the ocean cover up the land was Bedor Mabul. So it doesn't make sense. It says in the Pasuk that it was rain. Arubot HaShamayim, V'mayinot Yom Rabbah Niftahu. But it wasn't the ocean. That's what here the Maharzu he wants to say. But I saw Rashi here on the Midrash, he says, מאחר שגזר הקדוש ברוך הוא ואמר ותראה היבשה. In the beginning, קדוש ברוך הוא he decreed that the land should be visible, that we created שמיים וארץ. למה חזר וקרא למי הים שני פעמים שפחם על פלני הארץ? Why he did this? So Rashi explains over here, he said two times, אחת בדור אנוש ואחת בדור המבול. ולמה חזר מגזרתו שגזר תראה יבשה ושפחן על פני הארץ ושפיד שיראו מלפניו? עד עוד הכתיב, ידעתי כי כל אשר יעשה אלוהים הוא יהיה לעולם. שכל מה שעשה מששת ימי בראשית ראו להיות לעולם עליו. עליו אין להוסיף. שמשעה שגזר יקבו המים ותראה יבשה, אין להוסיף מן היבשה לים מנו. ומן הים אין לגרוע. ושלא ישתנו מעניינם לעולם. שמיים לא יעשו ארץ, וארץ לא יעשו שמיים, ואדם לא יעשה בהמה, ובהמה לא יעשה אדם. ואם תאמר, למה עלה הים בימי דור אנוש ובימי דור המבול, האלוהים עשה שיראו מלפניו. מה שנשתנה היבשה ונעשה מים, בשביל האלוהים עשה שיראו מלפניו. So Rashi says, repeats it twice, כלשון המדרש. Says it was, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he did this to make people fear of him. That הקדוש ברוך הוא, he called up to the water of the ocean to cover up, to make the flood of Noah. It says, פירוש מהרזו, he said, cannot be, because it says, מעיינות תהום רבה, ורבות השמיים נפתחו. He said, but the Rashi goes like the Midrash. He doesn't say that it was, that it was מעיינות תהום רבה. He said it was the ocean. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he brought up the ocean. That's what it says in the Midrash. And I saw, as I told you, this Midrash brought a few other places. One of the places that I saw, it says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he called the water to come to cover up the land. He didn't say he called up the ocean, קורא למי הים, קרא למים. So therefore, Rashi is ma'amid, דברי גרסה of the Midrash. Therefore, he said that at the time of Noah, other than נפתחו מעיינות תהום רבה, other than ארובות השמיים נפתחו, קדוש ברוך הוא called up the ocean to make the flood. That makes sense, because how could it be, how much already rain could it rain, how much flood he could have. And that was a tsunami. קדוש ברוך הוא called up and he covered it. That was the second tsunami קדוש ברוך הוא did in the world. Why he did it? האלוהים עשה שיראו מלפניו. That's what he bring down over there. And קדוש ברוך הוא, he decided to bring that tsunami to cover everyone to destroy everyone on earth, and he kept only Noah. He kept Noah because he was righteous. Noah matzahin b'nei Hashem, he was righteous in his eyes. Therefore, he called him to build the Tiba, and it took him 120 years, like we said. Maybe in the meanwhile, people they're gonna see, they're gonna do Teshuvah. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made Noah to build the Tiba for 120 years. So maybe they're going to ask him questions back and forth. Maybe some of them are going to do Teshuvah. Until Hashem saw that none of them did Teshuvah, Adrabah, they were laughing at Noah. And they told Noah, do you think we're going to let Noah enter the Tiba? If at the end it's going to be really flood, do you think we're going to let Noah enter the Tiba and they're going to kick us out? Or we're going to go inside? We want to see how is he going to stop us. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Be'etzem yom hazeh." Three times brought down the midrash. Am Israel, not Am Israel. Three times brought down the midrash that people said, "If we're gonna see him doing something, we're not gonna let him." Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "In the middle of the day, you're gonna see it. And anyone she'achol le'akeb, yabov ya'akeb." Here by Dor Mabul, they said that if Noah, if we're gonna see that really there is a flood, we're not gonna let him enter the Tiba without us. Kadosh Baruch said, "Be'etzem yom zeh, niftehu ma'ayinot yom rabba." In the middle of the day, you could do something? Come up and let me see. They couldn't do anything. That's by Dor Mabul. And Par'o also said, Mitzrayim and Par'o, they said, "Do you think we're going to let Ben Israel leave Mitzrayim?" No way, we're not going to let them. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm going to let Ben Israel leave Mitzrayim in the middle of the day." Be'etzem yom hazeh, osi Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Israel, Ben Israel, asabu otam. Be'etzem yom hazeh. In the middle of the day. You have power to be ma'akim? Let's see. And also in Am Israel, when Hashem said that he wants to take Moshe Rabbeinu, his time's over, Am Israel said, "Mi shekara lanu tayam, v'egiz lanu tassilav, and he took us out of Mitzrayim, you think we're going to let him go up to Har Sinai to Har Nebo to die? We're not going to let him." Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Be'etzem yom hazeh is going to go, anyone who could be me'akeb, let me see." Here also same idea, Kadosh Baruch Hu did the flood in the middle of the day. Why? Because they were saying, everyone was saying, we're not going to let him go. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Let me see." So here Kadosh Baruch Hu did all these things to show the people that that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he could do everything. And then only he left Noah and he let him stay in the Tiba for 1 year until everything was perished, until Kadosh Baruch Hu, he restarted Kibyachol the world from Noah and his people. But what's interesting that we see when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he commanded Noah to build the Tibal, 300 amot that we spoke about, Hashem told him, "Mekol ha'chay, mekol basar, shenayim, mekol tabil ha'tibal ha'chayot otach." You have to bring two of each animal, bring them to the tibal. Me'a'of le'minayim, be'hima le'minayim, mekol remes ha'adama le'minayim, shenayim mekol, yabo elecha le'chayot. Two from each, bring them to the tibal. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Noah, and the Pasuk said, "Ve'ya'as Noah kechol asher tzuva oto Elohim ken asa." Noah did exactly what Hashem commanded him. Rashi says, "Ve'ya'as Noah, what did he do? Ze binyan hatiba." He built the tiba. And after that, after Noah built the tiba, Vayomer Hashem le Noah, now you should, after he built the tiba, took you 120 years, now come to the tiba. Bo atta bechol betecha le hatiba, ki otecha ra'iti sadiq lepnai bedor hazeh. You should come to the tiba. And by the way, you should bring from all the behemah teora, you should bring 7 from each. To the Ribono shel Olam. You told me before to build the tiba only for 2. After I built the teba, now you're telling me I have to bring 7. Where do I have room for them? There's no room for them. So what's the Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling him over here? Basically, it's not my question. That's the Hatam Sofer. He asked that question. He says here in Hatam Sofer, Daf Kaf Hay Tamud Bet, "Tukach lecha shib'a shib'a, yesh lefarish debarav, mai ta'ma lo amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu mettehela shikach shib'a, ila ada har shikbar neymar v'ya'as Noah. ופירש ראשי שעשה את הטיבה, ואם כן עשה את הטיבה על דעת שלא יהיה בתוכה אלא שניים שניים, ולא קבץ מאכל אלא שעור שניים שניים. שוב אחרי כל זה, אמר לו תקח לך שבעה שבעה." So look at that bit. He told him to build it for 2, and then after he built it, he told him now you should bring 7. ונראה לי, בתחילת הגזרה לא היה העולם כדאי להשאיר שבעה שבעה, מכל שכן לקבל קורבן, כדי לשבע שלא להוסיף עוד לקלל את האדמה ולקוט כל חי כאשר עשיתי. He said, in the beginning, when Hashem commanded Noah, the world wasn't worthy enough to leave 7 from each kind. Why? Because they're going to eat them. They don't deserve to eat this behemoth. To bring korbanot. I don't want them to bring this korbanot. Why? Because you see, when Noah brought the korban, וירח אדוני את ריח הניחוח, השם, יסוד הקורבן, אני מת שבועד, no more flood is going to come anymore. That was the second tsunami that we said, that's it, there's no more. So that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't want people to bring korbanot from this behemot, because they're not worthy. Therefore, he told them, enough too. Okay, lots of value, רק שתיים, only to keep that kind in the world. ולא שבעה. However, ביום מיטת מתושלח, פסוק סד, והיא לשבעת הימים, ומי מבול היו על הארץ, a few opinions דגמרה, what does mean שבעת הימים, Rashi brings down, also from דגמרה, מסכת סנהדרין, והיא לשבעת הימים, these are 7 days of אבלוש של מתושלח. They were sitting שבעה on מתושלח, and אבלו של מתושלח, מיטת צדיקים מכפרת. Since that מתושלח, צדיק, he passed away, and they were mispeeding for 7 days. Therefore, נתכפר קצת על ידי מיטת הצדיק שמכפר, והוקל מעליהם מדת הדין להשאיר שבעה שבעה ולקריב קורבן אחר המבול. For what? So, הקדוש ברוך הוא, you should make the שבועד, no more flan. והדיבור הזה לנוח היה ביום מיטתו של מתושלח. תכתיב, כי לימים עוד שבעה, הנני מביא מבול על הארץ. Within 7 days, I'm going to bring מבול. That's when מתושלח passed away. ופירש ראשי אחר אבילות של הצדיק, ואם כן היה דיבור ביום מיטתו. ונראה לי, so come up now to answer the question, חתם סופר, he said, if Noah he built לטיבה to fit only 2, how did he have place to fit 7 from each? ונראה לי, אותן בהמות והעופות לא היה להם מקום ולא מאכל מוכן בטיבה. ובנס היו עומדים, על דרך מקום ארון אינו מן המדה, הועיל והיו לקורבנות. Said here, he says, these behemoth, the extra 5 that he brought to the teba, they didn't have room for them at all in the teba. There's no room for them at all. Why? Because Noah, even with the pirushim of the Ramban, he said you have to be minimize the miracle. Noah, he built the teba, 300 amot. He had in mind only for 2 behemoth from each. But all the extra 5 that Hashem told him to bring those extra 5 after he built the tiba already, those extra 5, they were totally miracle. They were complete miracle. Now, we have a famous story לגמרא מסכת תענית, לגמרא אתה להסיר פעם היסטוריה בת רבי אלעזר איש ברטוטה, לגמרא אתה דס, that he was a very righteous man, רבי אלעזר איש ברטוטה, here לגמרא קוזם איש בירתה, but the מפרשים, they bring down that it was איש ברטוטה, yeah, but I saw the בן איש חי, בן הוידע, on this גמרא, he said, it was the Sefer Giburot Ari, there he said, this Rabbi Elazar, he was one of the Amoraim. He said, obviously it was one of the Amoraim. Ben Ishai, he said, that's wrong. He was one of the Tannaim, and that's the Chacham that is mentioned in Pirkei Avot. Rabbi Elazar Ish Bar Tota, that's the same Chacham. Same Chacham we're referring to. And he was Tanna, he wasn't Amora. He was Tanna. He says that he quoted Giburot Ari, he said that he was the Amora, and he said, Minna Leha, how did he get this? Who told you that he was the Amora? He was Tanna, and I wonder how come Giburot Ari, he didn't see the one plus one, that's the same Hakam that was mentioned in Pirkei Avot. So that's what we said, this Makshe on that Hakam. So whatever it is, he says here, Bil Azar Ish Bar Tota, he was a very righteous Tanna, and all the Gabbaites, those who collect Tzedakot, used to run away from him. Why run away from him? Because whatever he has in his pocket, he used to give them. And they don't want to put a lot of pressure on him. That's every time they used to see him, they used to run away. The Gemara says, Zasir, said, Havu tashu minneh, dechol mai dehava gabay yahib lehu. So those Gabbaites, used to run away from him. If it was in our time, I don't know what they're gonna run after him. But over there, they used to run away from him. They didn't want to pressure him. And one day, Azal, Yom Ahad, Hava Sadiq Lishuka, Limizban Dunya Libreté. One day, he was going, tell us here the story, he was going to buy Dunya for his daughter. His daughter is getting married. And he wants to buy all the what she needs, clothing, whatever she needs, you know, for the Hupa. He went to buy all the for the new house. Haziu Gabayit Sadaqa, they saw him Gabayit Sadaqa, and they ran away from him, like always. So he ran after them. Amar lehu, Ashba'atinchu, Bemay Askitu. So I make you swear which mitzvah you're dealing with. You're collecting money for what mitzvah, for what purpose. Amru le biyatum vituma. We're collecting money for yatum and yatuma. He told them, Amar lehain, Ha'abodah shein kodmin lebiti. Said, I swear that Yatom and Yatoma, they come before my daughter. So he gave them all the money that he had. Shakal kol ma dehava behadeh v'yahib lehu, pashle hadzuza. He left with only one coin. He had left over. And Ben Shai says from here that he gave them all what they need. And he had one zuz left in his pocket. Why? Because if they need more, he would have given them that zuz also. Ela, he gave them whatever they need, that's what's left. That's left over. So he had that coin. As Azal Zabin Beh Hatteh. He went and he bought with the wheat to grind it to make bread. And the Ben Shai also explained, said he wasn't worried. Where is he going to get the money for the wedding of his daughter? He wasn't worried. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of him. And he was so sure that he went to buy the food for the Chuppah. Inviting people, they have to eat. So he went to buy the hatim to make the bread for the hupa. From where is he going to get the money for the hupa? How is he going to get the nidunya? How is he going to pay the hall and the photographer and the flowers, whatever? So he's not worried about that. So that's what he did. He bought a flower, ve'asik shadiyeh be'akhlaba. And he threw it where? In the otsar, in the warehouse, in the place in his house. Atadi bitu. So when his wife came back home, Amra leh lebrateh, ma yati abuch? Did you see what your father brought you for the hupa? You saw the clothing, you saw everything, all what you need. Amra leh, I don't know what he brought, but I saw him when he came, he put everything in the garage. Let's open up the garage, see what he bought, what kind of, what he got. Let's open up. Atiyah leh miftah babadeh ikhliba, hazat ikhlibadeh maliyah hatteh. She came to open up the garage door. The garage door couldn't open. Why? Because all the garage was full of wheat. The whole garage. She couldn't even open the door. As she ran right away, she ran as la birate le be medresha. So his daughter ran straight to her father to Beit HaMidrash and Amrale, Bo re ma'asa licha o habcha. So she knew for sure that a miracle happened to them. He bought, for sure, he didn't buy all that wheat. How did he close the door? Ella, obviously, she knew for sure it was a miracle. So she told him, come see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who loves you so much, come see what he did. Amar lah ha'abudah ha'rein ha'kudesh alayich. Ve'en lach bahen ila ki'had me'aniye Yisrael. So he told her, if this is a miracle, you're not allowed to benefit from them. Ella, you have to give it away to ta'aniyim. And whatever ta'aniyim could take, he could also take, just like any other ta'ani. As Rashi says here, that since that it was a miracle, إلا كي أحد معني إسرائيل Rashi said مشوم دم عسين السيم هو ويسور لأدم لهنوت مع عسين السيم كده مرينا ندعيل ومعسين له ناس من كلهم زخيوتهم. So since that here it was a miracle, you're not allowed to benefit from it. Therefore, you could take only what other anim could take, just like the same amount they could, everyone could take, you could also take. But more than that, it's called Ma'asein Asim, you're not allowed to benefit from it. And the Ben Shai explained the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu did with him such a big miracle that his wife wasn't able to open the door to get all the wheat, because same way he gave to the Gabayit Tzedakah all what they need, 100% what they need, he didn't leave them anything, and the coin, the extra coin that it was left with him, they did not need it, because if they would have needed it, he would have given it to them. So he gave them 100% what they need. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he filled up the garage, 100% also. That's what it's interesting to look at the words of the Ben Shai over there and Ben Yehoyada. But that's what it says here in the Gemara, that since that was Ma'asei Nisim, it was a miracle, you're not allowed to benefit from miracle. Therefore, you're not allowed to benefit from it. Just like any other aniyim, but to benefit from Ma'asei Nisim, you cannot. Now we come back here to our Pirush. We said here that Noah, when he built the Teba, Hashem told him he had to build the Teba for two from each kind. Two behemoth from each kind. That's based on that information, Noah built the Teba to fit two from each behemoth. Even though that itself was a miracle, like the Ramban explained, but it was a miracle that Atuf Atifat Teba. لمعيت بالناس كما شيء أفشار كدش برخو he did it in a way نوح he made it such a huge تبا to minimize the miracle, but it was a miracle that he could understand behemoth are going inside the تبا where they're faring, it's a huge تبا even though it was huge, it was a miracle, obviously it was like the Ramban writes, but people he could swallow it, but the extra five behemoth that they came to the تبا, it wasn't in the plan of Noah. It wasn't the original plan. Those extra five behemoth, they're for sure ma'asei nesim. So Noah said, if those behemoth are ma'asei nesim, I'm not allowed to benefit from them. I'm not allowed to eat them. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to bring these behemoth to the Teba? In the beginning, he told me you have to build the Teba, you have to bring two from each. After I finished building the Teba, now Hashem, he brought extra five. Those extra five, there are ma'asei nesim. I cannot benefit from them. So it must have been those extra five, I have to bring Korban from them. That's the Raya of Noah. Noah, he saw that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made him open miracle for these extra five, and the open miracle cannot benefit from it. And could it be that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told me to bring all these extra five that so I could eat it? That's Ma'asei Nesim, I cannot benefit from it. Therefore, Noah, he came up to conclusion, it must have been Hashem, he wanted me to bring korbanot from them. Therefore, what we read in the beginning from Perkei Derabbi Eliezer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to keep more of the kosher behemot than the non-kosher behemot, Rasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lerabot minim tehorim al minim temeim, and you could also squeeze that pirush also in here, that Noah, even though he brought all the extra five, he brought them, but he didn't bring all five, he brought four. He brought four of them, he brought them as a korban, and he left one only to make the behemoth tehorot more than behemoth temeot. But Kli Yakar said, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told him to bring all these behemoth so he could eat it. Noah, he said, no, I cannot eat it. Why? Because what Ma'asei Nesim. I understand, as we said, even the two, it was also Ma'asei Nesim, but that type of nes, he could swallow it. It was Bederech HaTeba. מלובש בדרך הטבע. But those are extra five, he already finished building the טבע. On having in mind the plan to fit only two. Those extra five that open up מעשה נסים. Clear מעשה נסים. Therefore, Noah, he said for sure, הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted me to bring קורבן for it. And sure enough, Noah he brought קורבן. And הקדוש ברוך הוא says, וירח אדוני את ריח הניחוח. And Hashem, he accepted Noah's קורבן. And was Nirtzalo, like here the Or HaHayim HaKadosh said, HaKribam LeHashem VeYetzliach BeKurbanu VeNirtzalo. Kadosh Baruch Hu accepted this Korban, and he made Shevu'ah that no more floods going to come to the world. That's all what you see in Noah has righteousness. Also from the beginning, he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted me to take this behemoth to bring them as a Korban. Not to eat them, because Asur Lehonot Ma'asin Nisim. For me, you see the Noah, Tzidkut of Noah, Noah Yud Tzadik, that was Noah. And that's here what Hakim tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to make more of the behemot Tehorot than the behemot Tehorot. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to build with Noah. And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Shevu'ah, he's not going to bring any more flood to the world, but still, there are ba'avonot harbim in our times. We have a different type of flood, the flood ruhani. People, they go outside the street, they have all kind of ideas in the street, all kind of thoughts that against the Torah, all these things, it's all flood. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants us to be saved from that flood as well. How are we going to be saved from all this, all the da'ot, mahshabot, of umot ha'olam that every time they're trying to take us from our Torah. How are we going to be saved from all this mahshabot? We have to build teba. Every person has to build teba. And he has to be in his own house. He has to build at least your own house. He has to be like the teba. It has to be menuhal al pi darchei Torah b'kedusha u'tahara. That's the only thing that could save the person. And our prayer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he should help us be'ezrat Hashem, that we should keep our houses, keep our shuls, keep our community, keep it all pure. And be'ezrat Hashem, we should all be zocheh. To see Mashiach has come by the Hashem, Rabbi Amenu, Amen by Amen. Rabbi Hanan, I'm not sure, 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 I'm not sure